Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Dalid Omud Beis. We are in the third volume of Mishnah Brura. We have started Simen Shin Chaf, which deals with the laws of squeezing things on Shabbos, and we are at Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, Chartzanim Vizogim. Chartzanim and Zogim are the Chartzanim are the seeds, and the Zogim are the skin. These are basically the non-edible or not as easily edible parts of a grape. And they're often squeezed out the juice from the grape, and this is what's left behind. So now you have these chartzanim and zogim. Shenosan aleihem mayim lasos temed. You have put on these grapes' skins and grape seeds water. So you've placed them in water in order to have the remaining juice that's within inside the grape skin or the grape seeds leach out onto the water and make something called temed. So if this is done even on Shabbos, this is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Katan Tesvav that we're dealing over here. The af sheyotzei ketzas yayim mechartzanim b'Shabbos, even though a little bit of wine is actually coming out from what's left of these seeds over here, what's left of the skins, since it's coming right out into the water, tekef nizbato b'amayim. So it's never a separate act, so to say, of being released itself, but it's released directly into the water, so it never really exists as a separate entity, and therefore it's permissible, like we learned in yesterday's shir in Sif Beis. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Tezayin, Kivin Shavkar Nisrasku V'nidruchu Ha'anavim Mibod Yom. The reason why this is permissible over here to drink this is because these grapes were already crushed and they were squeezed out on Erev Shabbos, so therefore he brought down the name of the Sefer HaTruma, this is considered permissible. It's not a problem that you're going and bringing out the juices themselves on Shabbos. Now, he brings down Kosov HaYodim. Tzimukim, if you have grapes over here that are turned dried, they become raisins. Shechatochen, you cut them up. V'nosan alei amayim, uschotim Shabbos. And now you put water on top of these cut up raisins. And now you squeeze out these raisins on Shabbos. That is an Isser. Chayev l'kuliyama. That's an issa deraisa. Because in this situation, debehu lo hayazov hayay me'elav. There's no way that any wine would have come out of these raisins unless you squeeze them. Ve'nodomili anovim shenisrasku. And it's totally different than the grapes that were already cut open and crushed on Erev Shabbos. Nevertheless, when we call mokum, im nosen atzimukim, if you took these raisins over here, v'hayayin, and you took wine, l'soch mishameres, osudar me'erev Shabbos, if you took the raisins and you placed them into this strainer or kerchief on Erev Shabbos with wine, u'mistanin v'holach b'Shabbos, and it keeps on dripping out some of the juice from inside these raisins on Shabbos, so then, afilu hochi mut l'shtos me'oso yayin b'Shabbos, then you would be allowed to drink it on Shabbos. How come? What's the difference over here? Because it was previously crushed on Erev Shabbos. And he says this is only allowed, however, v'dafka shehasudor o hamishameres magi ad hayayin shevukli. This is only if the part where you put the raisins onto this kerchief or this strainer is also engulfed already in wine. So now any juice that does come out is coming directly into the wine, which we said is perfectly permissible. So none of it is separately recognizable. It never existed as a separate entity. It went straight into the surrounding, in this situation, wine, or as we said before, surrounding water. Only in that situation is it permissible if this is done on Shabbos. I realize I forgot to read the second part of Sif Gimel in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Va'afilu lo nosan mayim v'hayayin mismatzev azov be'elav." This is true that you'd be allowed to drink the juice that comes out of a chartzanim or zogim from the seeds or the skins. This is true even if it comes out by itself. You don't have any water that you added to it, but it came out by itself. Hayayin mismatzev azov be'elav. Nevertheless, mutuli shesoso. This is also permitted to be drunk because it's considered as if it's already been crushed beforehand, as we've already said. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Mutu lischot eshkol anovim lisoch kidera sheyesh bo tavshil kidei lisakin ochel. One is permitted to go and squeeze out a cluster of grapes directly into a pot that has food inside of this pot in order to improve the flavor of the food that you're squeezing these crushed grapes onto. Because in this situation, the havale mashke haboli ochel. In this situation, we view this as not squeezing out the grape juice from the grapes over here, but preparing the food. And it's as if you're adding a solid to a solid, which is allowed, it is permitted. However, the Mechaber cautions, Avolim ein batavshil, if you're just doing it into the pot, an empty pot that has no food inside of it, ein batavshil, so then also then it would be forbidden as well. That is the classical case of squeezing the juice out of a grape, which is an issa d'oraisa. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkat in Yud Zayin why it's permitted to go and squeeze this into a food. Ki Hashem Mefarek B'Zeisin La'Novim, because the whole idea of squeezing out from olives and grapes, that's Aser, Eino Ki'im Kishatzorich L'Schita Sapri L'Mashke, it's only if you want the olive oil or the grape juice for a drink, for a liquid. She'oz Choshaprika, then it's considered squeezing it, Mefarek, you're removing the liquid from the solid. You're removing the liquid from the salad, as I just said. But here, when you're squeezing the grape juice into a tavshil, that's not called squeezing it out in the normal way that it's done. This is called separating food from food. You're allowed to go separate a piece of chicken from the rest of the chicken. That's not an isser of bore, that's not an isser of squeezing, that's not an isser of mafarik. So too over here, when you're squeezing this liquid onto a solid, that's called separating ochel from ochel, which is allowed. The Rabbeinu Chananel also is there. However, we're going to learn in Siv Zayin that this there is a minority opinion, the Rabbeinu Chananel, that disagrees and doesn't allow this. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ach rov ha-poskim chokin alav. The majority of the poskim disagree with the Rabbeinu Chananel and are more lenient. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch over here, paskin like the majority opinion, and was makel over here to allow you to squeeze out the grape juice onto a solid food. However, but the Mishnah Berurah says, if somebody wants to be machmir, like the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel, that is certainly praiseworthy. As the Rosh in the Tshuvas writes, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maslo, Tahavali Mashke, explains, since the Mechaber did not specify any specific situation over here, it's Mashma that he holds, the Ikur Din, it's like the Baal HaShlama that's brought in the Beis Yosef, even if these grapes were originally picked before Shabbos for the purposes of grape juice, and now you've changed your mind and you want to squeeze them out onto a food on Shabbos, gam kein water. Even though they were picked for juice purposes, but now you're using it for ochel purposes, it is permissible. This is what the Baal HaShlama says, and it's also the Psak of the Meiri. In the next Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Haboli Ochel, so the Chofetz Chaim adds, when we said you can squeeze it into a container that has food inside of it, it must be solid food. But if you're squeezing it into liquid, that's not allowed. And in fact, the chiyuva nami yesh b'zeh, that's an isser d'oraisa. And this is the opinion of the Elyahu Rabba and the other achronim. And the Chofetz Chaim concludes this is poshut. The next dibra maskel in the bir halacha. Aser, the Chofetz Chaim adds that if you squeeze it into the plain container, which the Mechaber said at the end is Aser, that's an Issa Deraisa, v'chiyuv enam yesh b'zeh, that's an Issa Deraisa based upon the Rambam. The issue footnote number 16 brings down, this same idea of being allowed to squeeze out the grapes onto a solid, likewise permits you to go and milk an animal, the chalivas behema b'yontif, l'toch k'deir sheyesh b'maychol, you'd be allowed to go and milk an animal directly into a container that has food in it, in order that you should mix the milk over here with the kedera, so the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Kuf Hey says that that is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah there qualifies that and says, Rakim rov hacholov ye nitzrach l'maychol shebekeri, the kedera. That's when the majority of the milk over here is being used to make the food better. And in that way, if you do a little bit more and there's a little bit of liquid left over, that's not a problem that you didn't do an isser in that little bit of the liquid, even though the rest was allowed. He brings out for the Chazon Ish, there where he says it's allowed to do a little bit extra, a little bit of milk that's not really needed for the food, it still must be that that little bit of milk is mixed in with the food. But if it floats on the top, then in fact would be also to go and milk that little bit extra. And the Chazon Ish asks, that which the rabbis tell us, that as long as it's absorbed into the food, it's good. The milk has to go into the solid food over here. But if it's just floating up on the top and it's not mixed in with the ochel, that's not called over here that the mashka is ba'im ha'ochel, and then it would be osur. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Yud Ches, where the Mishnah Berurah comments on the Mechaber telling us that if the container that you're squeezing the grapes into has no food inside of it, we said it's an osur, and the simple reading in the Chofetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Osur, was that it's an Issa Daraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, "Vafilu daito litno acha kach l'tavshil gam kin osur." Even if after you poured the grapes into the juice from the grapes, you crush them into this container, and then you're going to take this container and then pour from that container onto food, nevertheless, it's osur. Now, osur here seems to imply that it's only now an issa derabbanan. The be'inon sheshchatenu l'toch hatavshil, because the only way it's permissible is you put the crushed grape juice over here directly onto the solid food, and not that you put it into a container and then pour from that container onto the solid food. And he says, look, in the drisha, shekosav dechiyuv nami yesh b'zeh. According to the drisha, this would be an issa deraisa. However, as I pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah had used the lashon of osur. And if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, Oschav Gimel, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Amnom achakach motzasi b'tshuvas radvaz, the yesh b'zeh isur v'lo chiyuva. The radvaz holds that this would only be an issa derabbanan over here. Because kiven shedaito litein l'solchak tavshil, since you are intending not to drink this grape juice, but you're going to then pour that on a solid food, and since if you poured it directly on the solid food, it would be permissible. So when you're doing it in this way, first into the container, and then onto the solid food, that's only an issa derabbanan. There's also the opinion of the Prima Gadim, and he says, Hu adin betutim v'rimonim yesh issa. He says the same thing would apply if you did this with berries and pomegranates. However, edition for number 17 brings down that the Chazon Ish holds she'ika kidiri hadrisha shechayim chatos, that the opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brought down that it is an act of an issa daraisa is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish, not like the more makel opinion that the Shaar HaTzion brought down. Sif hey. Yesh mi sha'omer, there is an opinion that's brought down over here in the name of the Tur, in the name of the Reb Yosef. Sha'omer that holds, Duhu adin leboser. If you take these immature grapes, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot in your test tells us, reminds us that boser, heim anovim shalom nizbashel kol tzorchon, they're unripe grapes, they haven't fully ripened. So if you take these unripened grapes and you squeeze them out onto a solid food, shemuta lesochto lesocha ocha, you're allowed to go and do this even with these unripe grapes onto a solid food. We'll see in a moment that there's a machmir opinion that says you can't. But this is permissible according to the more lenient first opinion that says Rabbi Yosef is brought down by the Tur. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, Rabbeinu Tam oser beboser. The Rabbeinu Tam says that you're not permitted to go and squeeze these boser grapes, these unripe grapes, onto a solid food, which would be permissible with ripened grapes. And the reason for this, the Ramah tells us, hoel ve'eino roi le'ochol, because the boser is not edible itself. It's not fully ripened. And therefore, when you're squeezing out the juice over here from this boser, you're actually squeezing out ochel over here from psoles, which, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, if you're eating it right now, would be okay. But since you're not usually eating this right now, you have a problem. And we can see this further in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chof. Hainu, he says, Mishum dehevi kiborer, ochel mitoch psoles. In this situation, the boser is considered psoles, and the juice inside the boser is considered ochel. So it's as if you're separating out over here, ochel mitoch psoles. Now, ki oson b'nei odom ochlen oson botla daiten etzel kol odom. Are you going to tell me that some people eat the boser, but those individuals, their das is botla according to everybody else? Most people don't eat the boser, so therefore this is considered psoles. So therefore, the Mishnah says, "Imro tzelech holy alter osto dover shesochet lesocho boser mutter." If you're going to eat the food right now that you directly squeeze the boser onto this food, and now you eat the food immediately, so that's called borer ochel mitoch psoles, without using a specialized kli for immediate usage, which we've learned many times, is perfectly good mutter. Kedilah b'simen shin yotes linyan borer, as we've already learned. The mutter be'ochel mitoch psoles, because the person is allowed to separate the food from the waste, imhu letzorech osa sudu, if he's doing it for right then and there, to eat it right then and there. D'ho mishum schita leka, there is no problem over here with schita, over here, kan, kivin shebola sochoch, because as we just said, there is no din of schita when you're taking a liquid from grape juice, for example, and putting it directly into a solid food. That's allowed. So too, when you're taking the juice from the boser and you're putting it directly onto a solid food, it's not a problem of schita, and as long as you're eating it right away, it's not a problem of borer. Ken kaswalu shabbos vataz, this is the lenient opinion over here, the Ola Shabbos and the Taz. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Mogen Avraham disagrees. The Mogen Avraham, he argues, and he says, Daha demutushom, that which we said it's permissible over there in Simon Shin Yotes, where you don't have a problem when you borer it right then and there for immediate usage. Mishum she'ein derech brera ba'ochel mitoch psoles, because that's not a problem when you're taking the ochel from psoles. As opposed to over here, when you're squeezing out the boser, ma she'ein kein bazeh, derech birasu, this is borer over here, the efshra b'ninacher, because there's no other way to get the juice out. You can't eat it because the boser are inedible. And he says, Aina El Yerabba, shemetzadi lohokel kolushavas vataz. Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says that the El Yerabba Pasuk like the more lenient opinion, the Olah Shabbos and the Taz. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha, which we'll do in a moment. Shekosavdum denochon lahachmir. The Mishnah Berurah says, I myself personally say that you should follow the more strict opinion of the Magen Avraham, as we'll see in a moment in the Bir Halacha. However, he says, Achim Aboser Royal Echol Ayedatchak. But if the Boser is not inedible, granted it's not the greatest food in the world, but it is able to be eaten Ayedatchak under extenuating circumstances, you would eat it. So Misha Somech Adivri Ola Shabbos Ataz. In this situation, if somebody relies upon the more lenient opinion, Elim Chos Biyado, you don't have to protest, you don't have to say he's doing something wrong. Now, if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Hold, Ein Roy, the Chavetz Chaim brings down, L'chora, Hareis, B'simen, Reish, Beis, Pasach, D'mavorchan, L'boser, Priyadom. He says, wait a second, how can you say the boser is inedible? The bracha that you make on it, we learned in Reish, Beis, is Bor, Priyadom. Now, normally, something that's inedible and you eat it, you only make a shahakul on it at most. And he says, likewise, in Uktsin, he brings down that according to Rabbi Akiva, that the Metame, the boser, or metame, tumas ochlin. They do have the status of food. So how can you tell me that the boser is inedible over here? That doesn't make sense, both from the bracha point of view and from a tuma point of view. So the Chofetz Chaim answers, v'efshar, the lav dafko sheino roi lechila klau kamar. We're not talking about it's totally inedible. Ella, we're talking about ella ayideh hadchak. It is edible under extenuating circumstances. And therefore, v'lochei nikra psolis negin masha soche. It is considered psolis, waste, compared to the more drinkable, the more edible juice inside of the boser. And therefore, v'im kein hu midirabbanon. Then this whole thing is only in isidirabbanon. The issue footnote number 27 says the same thing applies if you're picking out something that is edible ayideh hadchak from something that is fully edible. For example, if you pick out the withered lettuce from the good lettuce. Now, you're supposed to pick out the good lettuce from the withered lettuce, but if you took the withered lettuce and you threw them away, so you only left with the good lettuce, that would not be an issa deraisa. That would only be an issa derabbanan, because technically the withered lettuce are edible, albeit not as tasty as the good lettuce. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chaf Aleph tells us, "V'hu adin b'shar peiros she'enem ruyin le'achila." This same din that we applied to the boser applies to other fruits that aren't edible themselves. Also, l'sochtun le'meimehen, afilu l'soch ochel. You're not allowed to go squeeze them out, even though you're squeezing it directly onto a solid food, which we said is permissible if it is edible. V'yesh l'achmir kisvar achrona, and one should be machmir over here, like the Magen Avraham brings down. We follow the stricter opinion over here that you cannot do this with it's not edible. However, the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Chafei does bring down more lenient opinions. The El Yeraba, who brings down the name of the Shaar Knesset HaGdola, says that you can rely upon the more lenient first opinion, lo hifsit if you do. But he concludes, al kein yesh lahachmir, one should hold to a more strict standard over here and not do this. And he brings other Rishonim that also hold like this more machmir opinion. With that, we conclude today's Shaar.